All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today I'm going to give you basically the grunt briefing of how the left has been manipulating the argument and getting a lot of their bullshit pushed through, which in reality is not standing up in the real world because it's basically supporting or arguing an emotional side. So what we have going on here over the past, I would say, 50 years, we've had a small group of individuals on the left who literally are arguing on the very edges of reality to get their way. All right. It's a psyop, and they've been doing it, probably since the 60s. I would say before that, but I don't have any credible examples. Basically, from Vietnam forward, if you do your research, you could be able to find most of these answers. And it's always the same thing. It just repeats. The terms change. The strategy changes just a little bit, but it's always the same thing.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
What, wah?
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
All right, now, I did statistical analysis in college, and I have literally used this skill to save lives and make important decisions, tear apart propaganda, and short-circuit emotional arguments virtually every single time. All right, so what you have here, and typical any, you know, bell curve graph, you have whatever's being measured here on this axis.
What the hell did you just say?
And then you have the population that's affected by whatever you're measuring down here. Now, typically, the standard bell curve, if you take emotion out of it, it's based pretty much on reality, will look similar to this, where most of the people who are facing this particular issue fall between basically these two points. It's 90% of the population you're trying to either talk about, come up with something that would help a majority of the people, or a program. Now, another thing the left does, and this is kind of insidious, is they always go to the 100% extreme. For instance, in the rapey culture that we supposedly have, they literally want all men to have a curfew and all men to act a certain way and all men to do all of these different crazy things that you and I both know will never happen. You can never, ever get 100% control of anything. And they use the portions they can't control to basically push their agenda. All right, I'm going to explain it to you here. So let's just say this is an example of, let's say, education, right? Now, this is skewed a little bit to the left because we all know that the schools out there today, at least through K through 12, are teaching to the lowest level. So you will see here there's a bigger amount of individuals on this side of the population because we're skewing it to the left because we're teaching to idiots. And they got this policy by basically talking about the individuals right here and giving it an emotional spin. So what they're doing is they're basically screwing 90% of the population to benefit a small group here that really won't There's no nice way to say this. They're useless eaters. All right, they don't contribute anything but drama and bullshit. And we're seeing that play out here.
How dare you?
All right, so this is the education graph, and then you can also use it for IQ. You know, you got to always, you know, 10% of the idiots on one side and 10% of the gifted on the other side. It's typically how it goes, and everyone falls in between here.
You're both bourgeois mediocrity.
Let's talk about abortion.
Oh, my God! Ah!
They got that put into place because of a lie. Was not raped. Okay, it was consensual. And it got just blown out of proportion, and it became basically law of the land for like 40-some-odd years.
Bullshit!
That's what I'm talking about here. They use an extreme example. They try to get you to be outraged in some way, outraged or angry, and then they use that emotional energy to pass legislation or policies, or they do anything to get their way here based on an exception. When in reality, when you want to, you know, come up with plans or laws or something that affects everyone, you want to go for as many people in the middle as you can. 90%, 80% of the people that are affected here, this is what you're going for. This is what a rational mind will do. We'll focus on the majority, the irrational who wants to argue emotions and use emotions to get their way. They argue the exceptions here every single time.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
But whenever you hear about the left arguing about anything or they talk about it on the news, you know, just in the back of your mind, realize and listen for it. The hook that they're using to bring you in emotionally. Once you've seen this presentation, you will never forget it. All right, because they do it to you every single day. All right, and some of the other ways they used to get their way is fear, i.e., you know, climate change. They're basically pumping everyone up with a bunch of fear that the climate is going to change and bad things are going to happen. Well, the climate always changes and bad things always happen in the past and they're going to happen moving forward, but they're using the fear of that to capitalize to push their green agenda, which in my opinion is not economically viable at this time. It could be in the future if they get off their ass and come up with some better technologies, but that's another video. All right, they also use fear of loss. Like, if you don't take action, you're going to lose out on something. And they're usually arguing something on the fringes. And if it's lost, it would have been lost anyway. They're just doing that because they're trying to manipulate the majority of people. And, you know, to date, they pretty much have done that.
We're in deep shit.
Another thing they do, they use the gaslighting. You know, you have your argument, you're arguing for the majority, and they gaslight you and try to trip you up and cause doubt that maybe what you're talking about or thinking about isn't correct. And they push one of their fringes every time. All right, outrage, anger. Have you ever heard the wage gap thing? You know, women make 77 cents on the dollar compared to men, and then you have black women and the Hispanic women making less. That's bullshit. All right, it's been debunked more times than Santa Claus, but they keep using the argument because it's getting outrage and anger. And they're literally manipulating policy based on emotion to get their way. There's only so much we can take as a culture, civilization, what have you.
No shit, Sherlock!
Life on Earth is tough. It requires sacrifice every single day for you to be here. Every day you're eating something that had to die so you can live. That's how it works here. That's reality. You can't eat emotion. You can't eat anger. You can't eat outrage. But somehow, we have been manipulated down this pipe of bullshit. And I have to say, we are on the verge of this going dynamic here. All right, now, I don't want to see that happen. Hopefully we can pull back from it, but the damage is very extensive. We have a whole generation and a half of individuals walking around out there who are not educated properly. We're not taught how to think. They're only taught what to think. And what they think is based on emotion. So just imagine all of those people trying to run the world on emotion. What do you think is going to happen? Famine. Typically when you have famine, right behind that or during it, you have war. Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. At the end of the day, logic, reason will win. But right now, we have emotion taking us down a very, very dark path. All right? Now listen, keep your eyes open, your ears open, and listen to what's going on around you. All right? You will be able to hear the emotional hooks in every news story, every statement made by a politician, or the statements made by the talking heads on mainstream media. All right? Whenever you hear something and you feel a little angry, you gotta, okay, all right. Why am I getting angry? Source the anger. What's going on here? Okay, I'm going to look at this problem, and I'm going to check three or four other sources, make some phone calls, see if it's actually correct. Because we have a lot of people out there, as soon as they get pissed, they're taking action. That is stupidity, and that is number one behavior for a useful idiot. So please use this lesson to steer yourself away from the baskets of the useful idiots and become the black sheep. All right, you go wherever the hell you want to go. The hell with the flock. You do what you got to do because you're fucking right.